Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into why your ChatGPT 5.2 thumbnails might be failing and how to fix that. This is such a relevant topic, especially with AI being so widely adopted. Right? I mean, did you know that 72% of businesses have adopted AI technologies as of 2024? That's a huge number. But the question is, if everyone's using the same tools, why do some thumbnails get millions of clicks while others get zero? Jordan, exactly. It's like everyone has the same fuel, but some cars just run better. So what's the secret sauce for creating those eye-catching thumbnails? Great question. First, let's talk about what ChatGPT 5.2 actually is. People often think it's just an image generator, but it's actually a language model that talks to image generators, so there's a bit of a translation layer happening there. Oh, so it's like telling a mechanic how to fix a car, and then the mechanic explains it to a painter? Exactly. If you're not careful with your prompts, you can lose a lot in that translation. For instance, if you say a man shocked by a car engine, it might give you that image, but it often misses the emotional or clickability factor. So you're saying it can come off as too literal or generic? Yes, that generic AI look is something viewers can spot a mile away. If your thumbnail screams, "I made this in 5 seconds," people are going to scroll right past it. That makes total sense. But what about click-through rates? I've heard that's a crucial metric for success. Absolutely. Click-through rate, or CTR, is vital. If people don't click, they don't watch. One of the biggest psychological triggers is faces. We're wired to look at eyes, but if ChatGPT 5.2 messes this up, you could end up with an unappealing face that doesn't draw people in. So, it's really about composition too, right? I remember you mentioning the rule of thirds earlier. Exactly. It's all about placement. The subject should ideally not be dead center. You want it off to one side to leave space for text. If you don't specify that in your prompt, you're likely to get a centered subject, which is not ideal. Interesting. So what are some effective prompts for getting good thumbnails out of? ChatGPT 5.2. You really have to be specific. Instead of just typing "cool car," tell a story. Like, generate a thrilling scene of a sleek car racing down a winding road at sunset. That's a great tip. And what about referencing specific styles? Does that help? Definitely. Instead of saying realistic, you could say hyper-realistic, unreal, engine 5 render, cinematic lighting. That nudges the AI to focus more on the textures and details. Got it. But is ChatGPT 5.2 enough on its own, or do you need something more specialized? Alex, for casual users, it might be fine, but if you're serious about growing your brand, it's not enough. ChatGPT is a generalist. It doesn't have the specific YouTube strategies that specialized tools offer. Ah, so those tools can analyze video metadata and even suggest trending design elements? Exactly. They know what's working right now, like bright yellow borders in the gaming niche or high contrast text in finance. ChatGPT just doesn't have that level of insight unless you feed it the data. So if someone wants to improve their workflow with ChatGPT 5.2, what's a good strategy? You need a system. Here's a quick workflow I use. First, ideate by asking for viral thumbnail concepts, then select the one that creates curiosity. Next, generate a highly specific prompt for the subject. Finally, edit the image in an external tool to add text and adjust colors. Oh, that's really helpful. And I imagine keeping the text clean is important too, right? Absolutely. ChatGPT is getting better at rendering text, but it's still risky. Your thumbnail text should never just repeat the title. It should complement it. Like if your title is "How to Fix Your Car," the thumbnail might say, "Don't do this." That's a clever way to create intrigue. So for those wanting to start with ChatGPT 5.2 for thumbnails, what should they keep in mind? Alex, treat it like a junior designer, not a magic button. Analyze your best performing thumbnails first, and then feed that data into your prompts. Iteration is key. You might need to run a prompt 10 to 15 times to really nail it. Wow, it sounds like there's a lot to consider, but it's worth it for those clicks. For sure. In the end, ChatGPT 5.2 is a solid tool, but it needs your strategy and insight to really shine. So, what are the main takeaways for our listeners? Just remember to be specific with your prompts, focus on composition, and don't shy away from using specialized tools when needed. Perfect. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.